Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, April 13th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, is going to answer questions about being able to now edit comments on Instagram, talk about whether or not it's better to have overproduced content, like fancy videos, or just more raw, unedited videos. Additionally, he'll answer questions like, does watching my own reel increase the view count? Hint, it does not. All of those questions plus more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Today we're considering questions from the head of Instagram, and let's start with the most interesting ones. The first, does watching my own reel increase the view count? I love this question because it would be so nice to live in a world where if you posted a video you were really proud of, you could just leave your phone on overnight replaying that same reel over and over and just rack up the views. That would be amazing. That's not how it works.
Yes, but only by one, so I don't think it's a great way to try and get your numbers up.
Let's move on to the next question. It seems like everyone is using trial reels as a growth hack. Is that okay? Interesting answer here. You can create trial reels so that they are shown to people who do not follow you, and you can create variations of them, but you should not post the same trial reel over and over. Here's Adam explaining.
Using trial reels to experiment to see what you want to post and what might work and what might not is great. But don't use trial reels to post the same thing multiple times to try to get multiple shots with the same exact reel, because that's actually just a hack that we're going to try and shut down.
All right, let's move on to the next question. Is it better to create overproduced content like fancy videos with editing or just real, raw, unedited selfies? Here's Adam's answer to the question.
Every audience is different, but generally speaking, I think that far too many creators are focused on production value, high-end cameras, high-end editing, and not focused enough on the actual raw content, the message, the raw creative. Generally, what we see, what resonates most, has very little to do with the production value of the content and much more to do with the actual content itself. That's not true for all audiences. There are audiences that really appreciate high production value. But by and large, I find that the majority of the creators I meet who are very focused on production value shouldn't be.
I really agree with his point. It's so tempting to get caught up in making the perfect aesthetic of the video. Maybe you create the best lighting scenario possible. But if the content isn't great, people aren't going to watch that. That's really important. All right, let's go on to the next question, which has to do with collab posts. If you're not familiar, collab posts allow a piece of content to appear on two different people's feeds, meaning that if I create a piece of content with another creator, it will show up on both of our pages, and therefore both of our audiences will have an opportunity to see it. That's different from tagging someone. You might tag someone in a photo or in a video, indicating that they appear in it, but that will not show up in their feed for their followers to see. All right, now that you have that background and context, here's the question. Is it bad if I only post as collabs and nothing on my own? I would say no. It's actually beneficial to post as a collab, so this way it appears for both of your audiences.
It's actually fine. I think it might be limiting given how much you might want to post and how many collabs you can get done with other people that you love working with, but there's no reason why it would hurt your reach anyway.
All right, moving on to the next question. Being in one demographic, but wanting to target the audience of another country, how would I do that? This is an interesting one. I'm going to let Adam answer first, and then I'll add my thoughts on top.
That's actually fine. Generally speaking, we don't try to match people with content from accounts that share their demographics. We don't even really understand exactly what your demographic is. We know roughly, we know your age, where you are in the world, that sort of thing. But what we're going to be trying to do whenever you post is find an audience that is interested in your content, regardless of what demographic you identify with. So generally, I would say don't worry about it. Try to post and see what's working in general with an audience, and double down on what does work, and then move away or consider moving away from what doesn't.
That's a good answer. I would add on top of that to focus on creating localized content in between your own content, meaning that if you want to reach people from a certain area, country, region, whatever, make some content about that area, things that you find interesting in that area, places to go in that area, tag it with that location in that area of the people that you want to target, and then fill the content you want them to see apart from that in between. That's how I would approach it. All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some new features on Instagram, like the ability to edit comments and some things that are broken on Instagram. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and let's talk about the newest feature that Instagram just added, the ability to edit comments after you've posted them. The question, wait, how do we edit comments now? Here's the answer.
So after you comment now, you'll see, once the comment is posted, a little edit button underneath that comment, which allows you to edit the comment.
Just a little bit more info. You can edit a comment up to 15 minutes after posting it, and it will say edited underneath, indicating that you modified your comment. For more information about it, you can check out the last episode of the Instagram stories I did, which was the weekend edition. Let's move on to the next question, which has to do with translation. Is it better to record speaking in two different languages or just use translations? The answer to that would be to use translations, because translations is in multiple languages. And if you can only speak two, I mean, that's fantastic. I can only speak one, but you would want your content to be in as many languages as possible. Here's Adam's answer.
If you're trying to speak two languages that we support, and we support 9 right now, and you can check out those 9, I think it's probably better just to use translations, because then we can better handle where the post goes. But if you speak a language that we don't actually yet support, then you could try doing two languages yourself.
Okay, actually, I hadn't thought of that scenario. If the person spoke a language that wasn't one of the ones that Instagram supported with translations, that is a realistic scenario I had not thought of. All right, the last question we're going to talk about today. Reels integration in edits is great, but breaks when exporting to stories. This is an interesting one. I'm not saying that this person is not having this experience, but I think this is a great opportunity to make sure that their edits app and Instagram app are both updated.
That's good to know. We haven't actually spent a lot of time on edits focused on supporting stories, but I'll talk to the team and see if that's something that we might consider.
Okay, that's it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. For more social media news, strategy, and Wednesday waffle, come back on Wednesday where we'll get into more of that. As always, thank you for listening.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.